the ongoing H1N1 flu outbreak has Jacob Blickenstaff thinking about a 1995 film with Dustin Hoffman and Rene Russo.
In light of the current concern about the novel H1N1 virus, which is the virus formerly known as swine flu, I thought it would be interesting to take a look at a film treatment of a dangerous virus, 1995's Outbreak. The movie's release was timed to take advantage of the popularity of Richard Preston's best-selling book, The Hot Zone, which was about real outbreaks of the Ebola and Marburg viruses. Now, in the movie, there are two outbreaks of the fictional Mutaba virus, first one in 1960s Africa, and a second in a fictional Northern California town of Cedar Creek. This one takes place in the present day. Now, the African outbreak was contained by firebombing the mercenary camp where it began, and the question of how to contain the current outbreak is central to this film. The all-star cast is led by Dustin Hoffman as Colonel Sam Daniels, and Rene Russo as Robbie Keough, his ex-wife and a virologist at the Centers for Disease Control. The two work to contain the virus and protect the town from military leaders who want to use the virus as a biological weapon.
Your town is being quarantined!
We got 19 dead. We got 100 more infected. It's spreading like a brush fire.
What are you talking about?
If one of them's got it, then 10 of them have got it now. And if one of them gets out of Cedar Creek, we have a very interesting problem.
Now, though some of the 1995 special effects are not up to today's standards, and the absence of cell phones clearly dates the film, there are bits of good science worth noting. Early in the investigation of the Mutaba virus, Colonel Daniels looks at an electron micrograph of it and says, "You have to love its simplicity. It's 1/1,000,000th our size, and it's beating us." Now, since the Mutaba was a made-up virus, they had to use a photograph of Ebola, but I appreciate the fact that Colonel Daniels got the size comparison right. Viruses are on the scale of tens to hundreds of nanometers, which makes them about 1/1,000,000th the size of a human being. Remember that million, billion, and trillion all sound rather similar to each other, but a trillion is 1,000,000,000,000s. This Mutaba virus can be transmitted by airborne droplets of saliva, which is shown in one of the more memorable scenes in the film. An infected lab technician, Henry, and his girlfriend go to the State Theater in downtown Cedar Creek. Henry is symptomatic. He's sweating and coughing uncontrollably. The camera zooms in on droplets of saliva from one of his coughs and then follows them as they float around the theater, only to be inhaled later by someone else in the midst of a laugh. This animation is pretty cool, and I suspect it's similar to what Vice President Biden was thinking of when he said he would recommend against air travel during the current swine flu concerns. Now, it is important to note that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have not issued any warnings against air travel with the current issues of the H1N1. Recent zombie films like 28 Days and I Am Legend have posited viruses as the cause of zombie transformation. As I noted in my review of I Am Legend, a very common misunderstanding of how vaccines work with viral diseases often shows up in films like this. Once an individual is infected by a particular virus strain, a vaccine will not help treat or cure the disease. A vaccine helps prevent future infection or minimize the severity of a future infection by helping your body to recognize a virus when it appears again. Antiviral drugs generally work by interfering with a virus's ability to replicate, and they can help, but they are not a miracle drug like the serum that appears in Outbreak and other similar films. I'm sure that most biologists who saw this movie noticed that capuchin monkeys had been transplanted from Central and South America to Africa. Capuchins are frequently used in movies and television. If you recall, Ross on Friends had a capuchin named Marcel, because they're convenient size and are often trained as helper monkeys. Capuchins are not native to Africa, though other monkeys could be responsible for bringing a virus into the United States. Finally, the Outbreak film provides a great opportunity to talk about the moral and social consequences of scientific information. Throughout the film, the balance between public health and civil liberties is questioned. In the end, two Air Force pilots are forced to choose between destroying the town of Cedar Creek or potentially exposing the rest of the country to the virus. Although H1N1 now appears unlikely to be as deadly as historic influenza pandemics, public officials have had to make tough decisions with incomplete scientific information.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website and search for Blick on Flicks.